Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archive the previous broadcast, and a richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a rich and empowering time in our Shape Up series. It was powerful and truly impactful. Feel free to soak with it at your leisure. On today's broadcast, I am so excited. We have an all-star guest lineup sharing with us in the studio today, the producers of STEM the Movement, a soon-to-be-released documentary that reveals the trials, triumphs, and truths about childhood seeds that were planted, life choices that take you on a sometimes joyful and other times jarring journey, and the all-too-familiar story of aging. Anybody struggling with aging, it's real, it's raw, and it's relatable. Get ready. But before we jump right into our subject today, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. We will share a real, raw, and relatable time with our in-studio guests, the extraordinary women of STEM the Movement. For about 35 to 40 minutes into our broadcast, we will open our programming up for you, our listening audience, to participate, to engage, to interact, ask questions, make comments. And so we want you to know we're going to give you that opportunity, and no need to chomp at the bit. You'll have a chance later in the broadcast. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show right on their Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a gram, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach here on Motivational Monday. Wow. All I can truly say is wow. The women of today's broadcast are truly extraordinary women, extraordinary. And when I think about the first individual that I have the pleasure of bringing in, one of my dearest sister friends, Mara Gale, who is an actress, producer, powerful speaker, the author of The Anointed Agenda, a Christian organizer, and Beyond Blessed. She also has a spoken word CD titled Ear Candy, which you will hear a little taste and sample of later in the broadcast. All I can say is wow. I have the distinct pleasure to meet Mara Gale. Now what I realize today when we connected around how long The Anointed Agenda has been in the marketplace, 17 years. It's like amazing for me to think about how long this beautiful light has been in my life. I can say so much more about her, but we want to jump into the dialogue. Let's give a warm, virtual, Motivational Mondays welcome to my dearest sister friend, Miss Mara Gale.
Hey, what's up, people? We are excited. Sam, the movement is excited to be in the house. I hope y'all got a seatbelt because we are ready to get this train rolling. And it is an honor that I get to bring in my cohorts, my co-producers, the co-stars of STEM the Movement. So I'm going to start off first with Teresa, also known as TV Blake. She's a C-suite woman of faith doing kingdom business with her CEO husband. She's an actress, a producer, and the CFO, yes, you heard it right, Chief Financial Officer of Already Gear. It's a promotional products company that's in Dallas, Texas. You can locate them at alreadygear.com. But when not working, you can find TV or Teresa. You can find her serving her community with Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, where she also mentors the youth. Come on in, TV.
Hey, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for that awesome introduction.
You're welcome. Next on the microphone, people, we got my girl, co-producer, co-actress in STEM the Movement, none other than Erin Sands. Erin Sands is an actress and author of the Dune book. It's a popular faith-based book that I have not only purchased several copies for, but several of our friends have purchased several copies for their friends because it's just that good. You can't keep it to yourself. She's also the co-creator of The Awakening. I'm excited about that new project. It's a health and wholeness program. It's launching this year, 2016. So follow her on social media so you'll know when her thing is kicking off so you can be a part of it. You do not want to miss that train. And then her and her husband own a production company called 525 Entertainment. And they're going to be coming out with some amazing content. So follow her on social media. Erin is also, like I said, the co-producer of STEM the Movement, and you can find her at erinsands.com. With y'all, show my girl Erin Sands some love.
Hello, everyone, and I am equally excited, like TV and Mara, to be here.
Yay!
I'm telling you, we have some powerhouses in the virtual boardroom today. And I want to open and start with really helping the listening audience to understand this project known as STEM the Movement. TV, will you share with our listening audience, how did STEM, where did it birth? You know, how was this pressed on your heart? And then you got your girls involved. Give us a little snapshot so we can really understand.
Well, in a nutshell, without going into a really long and boring story, the Lord, or I would say the Holy Spirit inside of me, basically told me or exhorted me to use my own life in the arts. We're all actresses. We know how hard it was and is, you know, to work and to work consistently. But we were all, you know, members of the same ministry, of the same faith. We love drama, and I had an inkling. It was a quiet moment as far as working in my life, and I was a little bit dissatisfied, and the Lord said, use your best life. Use your story. Use your story to empower, to minister, and to bless others. And so after I thought about it and I decided, yes, I'm going to say yes to this unction or this inkling that was in my spirit, I just started getting on the phone. I called Mara. I called Aaron. I just made the phone calls, and they both said yes immediately. I explained my vision, and they both came in and turned it into something. You know how synergy happens? When you have an idea and you bring on somebody else, and then it turns into something that you never thought it would be. But that's exactly what happened with us. So just an inkling to theater, to stage. And then it just went from there. And I'm sure the other ladies can chime in to tell you how it went from the theater, from the stage at our church. Well, also, I forgot a really important part. My sister, who was living in Texas at the time, and, you know, just working in corporate America, totally believed in me, totally supported my career, you know, all that, said, hey, you know what? I will help you guys get this vision onto the stage, gave us her, you know, tax return and seed money, and that's what actually got us going, was a little bit of money here and some faith and some belief and some talent in our stories, and we got it onto the stage.
And, you know, I love that, because what that says is, and this is really to, in hearing your stories and how STEM, the movement, was birthed and the concept of that, it's going to encourage someone that's listening in. I have no doubts about that, because they need to know that they may not have everything that they need, but there are other people already positioned in the atmosphere that God has put there to connect, like your girls. You have Mara, you have Aaron. Now, I know that this project, without question, it is real. It is raw. When I say real and raw, and then relatable. Now, Aaron and Mara, now TV calls you and shares the vision and she draws you in. Was it just, I know she said you said yes, but when you look at how this is so vulnerable for all of you, how did that impact you?
Do you want to go first or me?
Sure. I'll go first.
Okay.
It was always a positive impact, and if you're talking about how it felt to expose ourselves, it was a little shaky at first, because we were going to be completely transparent about, you know, issues that we were going through and mistakes that we had made in life. But when we began doing that ministry and being transparent before people and pouring our hearts out, the response was amazing. And what you find out, I think, in life is that you're not going through something that somebody else hasn't gone through. You know what I mean? Even nowadays, when you start to Google something, before you can put in the rest of the letters or rest of the word, the word comes up because somebody has searched that before. So when I started to, you know, share my issues of body image and shame and things like that, there were so many women who felt the same way, so many women who, you know, felt like they weren't pretty when they looked in the mirror or things like that. And so it made us, well, it really validated what God had called us to do. And it made us feel proud to be able to share and let other women know that they weren't alone.
And, you know, that is the key, I know, to your project, that you want others to realize that they're not alone. Mara, what would you add to what was just shared?
All I would add to that, because she put it so wonderfully, is that when TV first came to us, you know, it was literally to write a script. I had never done that before. That was a bit, you know, you have the fear factor, because it's an unknown territory. I was an actress, and yeah, I had done, you know, little stage plays here and there, and of course TV and film, but I had never written a script and been a part of that kind of a movement. And we were going to be doing it from conception to completion, and I had a very full life at the time. But when she came, A, she was my friend. B, she was a smart businesswoman. And C, the people that we were going to be doing it with, all of us in our own right, had our own thing going in the entertainment industry. So we knew standing on stage, you'd have the talent on stage, and then all of us were believers, like they said, in the same ministry. So that was the first little hurdle. The second hurdle was, just as Aaron said, getting over the fear factor of, I'm about to put my stuff out there, but I was doing ministry full time, so some of it had been out there, but now I'm about to tell the story in a raw fashion. So that was about the biggest hurdle to overcome. And then the second half is, I went into promotions, basically, because I had been ministering at a lot of different churches. So I was able to call those churches, and instead of having, you know, them book me in to be a keynote speaker, I just pitched them. I pitched them 90 going north, and we were able to get in a lot of different churches. We were able to minister to the heart of women. And when we started doing that, as Aaron just put it so sweetly, that's when we realized, oh, my goodness, this ministry is needed. People are bleeding. People are coming to church and not necessarily getting the medicine they need for their issues, because nobody's in the pulpit talking about rape. Nobody's in a pulpit talking about molestation. Nobody's in a pulpit talking about domestic violence. Nobody's in a pulpit talking about eating disorders. Nobody's in a pulpit talking about abortion or adultery. All of these tough and hard issues that we were actually dealing with 12 years ago. We were on a stage standing there naked, meaning transparent before the people, because there was such a burden on our heart. If we're going to tell the story, let's tell it 100, tell it raw. Let's peel the Band-Aid off, expose the scars, the cuts, and the bruises, and allow the people to see the messiness of the scars, but then to see what God had done for us, how he had healed us and moved us from that place of pain into a place called purpose. And that's why it was able to successfully tour for 5 years. And, yes, we did pay back Bonetta, which is awesome. So don't be afraid of those out there, those people out there that someone calls on you to invest in them. If you believe in the product and it's something that they're called and anointed or appointed to do, it can actually reap a harvest for you. And we paid her sister back, and then we even got paid. And then we toured for 5 years, and we got paid from that too. But that wasn't the purpose of it. Initially, it was to reveal the pain. And out of us going into it for a purposeful reason, we ended up gaining profit. So it's been an awesome journey. It was an awesome journey 12 years ago, and we're excited about the new one.
And, you know, what I love is that it started with a seed of hope. TV heard the Spirit of God speaking, and she didn't hesitate to move. It was pressed on her heart, and she launched out to do what God told her to do. And what I love is that this really speaks to God's word that says we are overcome by the words of our testimony. So your willingness to be exposed, your willingness to be vulnerable is truly blessing the lives of others. TV, anything else you want to share around the concept before I jump over to hearing a little bit from Aaron about, you know, how the legs of this movement have grown to a whole different level?
Well, the only thing that I would add, because, I mean, we pretty much given you and our listeners a really good idea of what was happening back then. I would say the only thing that we didn't quite say is that it healed us too. I healed from sharing, and it's interesting, you know, that it can happen when you expose yourself, when you dig up, it also fills in the hole with something way better than what was there. And that's healing, that is, you know, validation, that is growth, and it's maturity. So that's what came, I know, for all of us at different intervals as we shared initially STEM.
Ooh, and you know what, TV, that is so rich, because so often people want to hold their pain close. They don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to be exposed. But to hear you say that in our willingness to put it out there and just be open, we were able to get healed from the stuff. And Mara gave us a great snapshot of some of the subjects and, you know, different areas in which you cover. Like you said, relatable to so many different things. Wow. Ooh, this is rich, ladies. Now, Aaron, share with us. Now, I know we, of course, are moving forward to where things are now. How did the legs, per se, kind of grow into where you are today with this project?
Well, when we initially did STEM as a play, we did three different types of monologues. We did one that expressed a painful time in our lives, and one that was more comedic, and one that was more victorious. And for some reason, I can't, it was obviously the Holy Spirit, I decided to put up, and now it had been about 13 years since we performed STEM, since we toured STEM, I decided to put up a clip of the comedic monologue that I performed for STEM. And the social media response was overwhelming. Now, the comedic monologue that I performed for STEM was sharing about an eating disorder that I had struggled with. That was back then. Now, of course, the eating disorder didn't sound funny, but we made it funny because we made it relatable, and we brought people in and shared our hearts, as we said. And so I put it on social media, I put it on Facebook, and all of a sudden it got all of these likes, and then women with daughters and who had been struggling with eating disorders started to inbox me and said, "Oh my God, I have a daughter who's been struggling with this. Thank you so much. Do you have more of this? This is really going to bless her." And then other women who said, "You know, I've struggled with body image for years. I felt this way about myself, or I didn't look like the woman on the magazine cover, and that did this or that to me." And so, I mean, I think I got like 200 responses. I mean, it was ridiculous. And so I knew then, wow, I should call the ladies and, you know, ask them what, you know, getting the group back together and doing them in a different way. Now, I was kind of afraid because even though we have remained friends and we talked, I didn't, you know, you're still asking, okay, let's tell all of our truths again. Let's tell it in a new different way. And so I kind of wrote up this letter and I was scared and I kind of wrote this email and was like, "Hey, you guys, can we have a meeting and talk?" And when we got together on the phone, I said, "Let's do it again." And they were excited and they were like, "Yes, let's do it again." And we decided to do it as a film, as a docudramedy, and to express our trials and things that we were going through now at this age, now being middle-aged women.
I love it. I'm the boat with you. I can relate.
I stop bluntly. It was like quiet. Yes. Now we decided to express, you know, these things that we're going through now, because in your 20s, you're going through one thing, but of course now I'm 45, so I have a whole new story to tell, a whole new insight to tell, a whole new, you know, bag of things that I'm going through, issues that I'm dealing with, that I know as our audience has grown up with us, women are going through now, and we also share, you know, our other stories that we told when we were younger women, so you're getting like a bit of both.
And I absolutely love that because, again, the focus is that you are being vulnerable, you're being exposed, you're revealing your stuff, and TV shared that in the process of me revealing, us revealing, we've been healed, but in essence, others are being healed too. And that is just so beautiful that you're being vulnerable and transparent, opening up, you've been healed, and now others are being healed. I want to re-engage with our listening audience. We want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. If you're just tuning in, you're joining a rich and empowering dialogue. I should say more specifically, a real, raw, and relatable dialogue with the extraordinary women of STEM, the movement. We have Mara, TV, and Erin in the studio with us. We're going to give you an opportunity to chime in very shortly, but we're going to continue around the virtual boardroom and continue with our dialogue. And so I want us to really talk about what's next for this heart of STEM.
Okay. I'll briefly kind of lead us into that and then allow the ladies to kind of explain portions of it. As Erin and TV and I have been sharing, and you've so wonderfully summed up, we took a stage play, and now we're making a film. We actually shot the film. We're in post-production for the film. But to get there was a journey. You know, we did an Indiegogo campaign that lasted for 60 days because after Erin put up this clip and this groundswell happened and she invited us back on board to do it, we were trying to figure out what kind of genre, what do we want to do with it, and she came up with a concept for us to do this docudramedy. And then we pulled from some things we've seen and decided to make it our artistic flavor and add in our stage play clips from it. And so we launched an Indiegogo campaign for 60 days on social media, did shout-outs, YouTube videos to thank people, and we also are going to do some virtual interviews with us, along with other people coming in to kind of hear where the process is going. We've done some film pre-production, as I said, and Aaron did the scouting crew to make this docudramedy a reality. And so the next focus for the film will be film festivals, network TV, cable TV, direct DVD sales, as well as online sales. And then we have some goals for STEM in terms of bookings in churches, church groups, and women organizations, where we would come in, we'd show excerpts of the film, we'd do workshops, partial screenings, and also open it up for Q&A sessions and discussions. So I'll defer the quick moment.
Oh, my gosh. Mara, are you telling me that you ladies launched this project with no money? Because, you know, people listening in, they're thinking, oh, you have to have money to pursue your vision. Is that what you're telling us?
I'm telling you, we had a heart to do it. After Aaron put that clip up and called us back, it was kind of like, where are they now? 12 years later, Aaron's like, hey, where are we now? What are we doing? Are we watching up or what are we doing? So she called us. We said, yeah, you know, we're ready to peel off the Band-Aid, albeit 12 years older, wrinkles and gray hair and all kinds of stuff happening. We didn't have the income. I shouldn't say we didn't have the income. We wanted to do a film, and we knew it would take more than what we were in position to do at the time collectively. So we launched a campaign. We decided on which group to launch through, and Indiegogo is who we went through. And they call it a crowdfunding campaign because you can't just build this campaign with just your family and your friends or your five people you may know. The crowd had to give. And so for 60 days, we campaigned, and we reached a goal that wasn't the one that we initially set, but it was exactly what we needed, and actually a little bit more than that, so we were able to do some other things. So we did a 60-day campaign. So do not despise small beginnings. If you've got something of value that people can grow from, heal from, or be propelled to the next level, just trust that if you step out or if you jump, the net will appear. We had faith. We walked on water with God, holding his hand, saying we don't know how. And we were at it. We were on social media. Y'all remember TV and Aaron, can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We ate, slept, and drunk social media to really reach out. And then we did personal reach outs. You cannot just rely on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all of that. You've got to make personal contacts. Call your family. Call your friend. You've got to send out emails. Email is still the best way to convert.
I want to add this, too, that there was a lot of people that still remembered STEM. We still had fans from all those years that we toured. So they began doing videos and saying and telling other people how great STEM was, how much it blessed their lives, and encouraged other people to give, which was really helpful. So I don't remember how many. It was maybe 20 or 30.
At least 20 or 30.
Yeah, just did videos on their own and posted them to social media saying, hey, there's this project. It was STEM. I saw the play. It changed my life. And it just was really effective.
Yes. Now, I have to ask you, ladies, if someone wants to join the movement, join in partnership with you at this stage, are they able to do that?
Absolutely.
And how would they
positively
do that?
They would go to stemthemovement.org. That's STEM, themovement.org. There's still a donations page because we're in the post-production now where the project is being edited, but there's still a long way to go. We still have to package the product. We still have to coordinate the screenings and the premiere for the product. There's still graphics and things like that to be designed. So if you would like to sow a seed, we'd love you to be a part of that. Also, if you want to be a part of the movement in terms of being able to let us know your story, we've got a community on Facebook, STEM the Movement. On Facebook, you can join that page, tag in, leave some information, or inbox us or each of us individually and just let us know it's about STEM, because we're going to be opening it up at some point for people to be able to share some of their stories. We share some of our stories, and we give some live interactive back. We're going to do some Facebook Live stuff. So we're really excited. So first and foremost, go to stemthemovement.org if you want to donate, or go to stemthemovement.org. Follow us on all social media channels. So as we start rolling out the next phase, you will not only be abreast of it, but you can participate with it, and we'll know that you've got our back. And so we appreciate. Thank you for asking us about that, Shania. Coach.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to ask each of you ladies, and
we can start with TV. TV, if there was one thing that you would want people to know about this project, about your heart in bringing this project forth, what would that be?
Wow. One thing. I would say STEM the movement. One, STEM, I don't know that we said it on this call, but on the show, but STEM is save, tested, edified, manifested.
Woo-hoo.
I would say the one thing, if anybody experienced STEM the movement, their life will not be the same. And I don't mean like you're going to pop up and you're going to grow horns or something. I mean that your inner life, you cannot see and watch what we bring so pure and so real to the table that you're going to connect on some level, male or female. So the one thing I would say is that your inner life will be changed after experiencing saved, tested, edified, manifested, the movement.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes.
And Erin, what would you say? If you had one thing to say to add to what has already been spoken, what would that be?
Earlier you referenced the scripture about being saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that is really what STEM is about. It's about us celebrating the goodness of God through adversity and through victory, through fear, through all the things that happen in life. It's us saying, this happened to me. It probably happened to you too, but we got through it through the grace of God. And because we did it, so can you.
And my dearest sister friend, Margil, what would you say to add to what has already been spoken? If there's one thing that you had to say about this project, what would that be?
I guess I would say this. Nothing that a person has encountered, experienced, lived through is for naught. Every experience, every life-challenging situation, every setup, every setback, every loss, every gain is all to be used for a purpose. And so once you understand that everything that has happened to you is of value, if not for you, for someone else, if people would just be more willing or ready to reveal in order to help someone heal. Because if you've lived through it, the key word there is you've lived. And once you live through something, it becomes your responsibility to share with someone else who may be dying from that same thing or may be in drought or depression or disappointment because they didn't know that somebody else had lived through it. And that's one of our through lines. You are not alone. That's first. And then we also say STEM is a no-shame zone. So by us sharing our stories so transparently and in the purest sense so that people can heal, we help people understand that hurt people hurt people and that hurt people hurt us. And so now that we are healed and whole people, we help people heal and become whole.
Ooh, there is such a richness that's being shared today on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams and her in-studio guests, Mara TV and Erin, STEM the Movement, the extraordinary women of STEM the Movement. You're probably sitting there thinking, wow, I have a question. I want to engage and make a comment, and we want to give you that opportunity now at this time. This is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue if you have a question or a comment around what has been discussed on today's broadcast. Maybe you're sitting on your electronic device, your iPad, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, whatever that may be, you would have to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Looks like we have several callers, actually, so we'll begin transitioning our callers in. Caller, you are live on Motivational Mondays, area code 909, last four digits 6775. Welcome to Motivational Mondays.
Hi, this is Sheree Deja.
Well, hello,
Hey. I just wanted to, I have not had the privilege of seeing Stem yet, but I will be making a donation on this Friday. And I just wanted to shout out to the ladies.
Thank you so much for that.
I haven't had a chance to meet TV yet, but I have touched and felt and got awesome hugs from Mara and Aaron. And so I'm looking for, I can't wait to donate on Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet.
You can also see our trailer on the website as well, so make sure you go check out the trailer so you'll get of a little bit of a preview of what STEM the Movement is about.
Yeah, I'm on the site now, but I was just waiting for the broadcast before I press play. But yeah, I'm on the site now.
Yeah, stay tuned in with us here and then push that. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
good job,
ladies. Thank you. Oh, sweet. Thank you, Sheree, for tuning in. If you'll press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. We'll add and bring in our next caller, area code 708-4877. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Stem the Movement.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. You are live.
This is Joel Henderson.
Yes, it's so good to hear your voice, Joel. This is TV. Hi.
How are y'all? I just love all three of you all.
We love you.
We love you, Joel. Shania, Coach Adam, so that you know, Joel started pubbing us on social media, and so we have all just befriended Joel. He just started just retweeting what we tweet, reposting what we post. I want to let the community know real quick. When you believe in something or you see something that you like or you believe should be shared with other people, be proactive about it. This young man didn't know us from a can of paint and just started promoting us, and we have just embraced him. We even give him a shout-out on he's on our founders page. Thank you, Joel, for that, and thanks for tuning in and always being one of the biggest fans of STEM the Movement.
I love you all. It's no problem. God bless you all. Anything you need, let me know.
God bless you.
All right.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, thank you for chiming in and tuning in. We ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We will transition in our next caller, area code 678, last four digits 3277. You are live on Motivational Mondays with STEM the Movement.
Good evening, ladies. This is Angela Ray in Atlanta, and I want to say hi to Joel. He's been fantabulous for me, too, retweeting stuff as well.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Sora, how are you?
I am doing well.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you are certainly welcome. I a new fan of STEM, having met Mara about 2 years ago and hearing her talk about the rebirth of this movement and then watching it from the initial stages, watching the crowdfunding movement and then, you know, going through listening to her and talking to her about production and now excited there in post-production. I have a question for you ladies. How might community organizations, I know maybe possibly churches or specific ministries and churches, but community organizations that service women who have been victims of various types of abuse. I know that that's some of the topics that you all cover in STEM. How might they best use the show or the movie at this point? I'm forgetting it's no longer just a live theater show, but the movie. How might they best use the movie in order to help those that they serve?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. Thank you. Very, very good question, Angela Ray. There's a couple of ways. They can actually have us come in and host a Q&A discussion where we show excerpts of the actual film
and talk about domestic violence, if that happens to be the topic that they want to discuss, abortion, or if it's adultery, or if it's, you know, getting over molestation, rape, or abuse, any of those kinds of disservices that have happened to women, they can have us come in as a workshop, or they can actually license our film to serve as a screening fundraiser. Those are going to be on limited release, but we also will be making available, of course, our workshops, and we'll screen it and we'll sell the DVD. So they can contact us through stemthemovement.org and, of course, follow us on social media or reach out to one of us individually, and we can get it calendared so that by the time the film comes out, if we need to do some things in tandem, as in a screening or a premiere or a fundraiser in conjunction with them, because our heart at the end of the day is to not only share the film and allow people to, of course, heal from our stories, but to empower people so that in the community they know that they're not alone and there are resources out there and that there are people out there that can help them. So thank you for asking that question.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
And congratulations.
You're welcome. And I know
undertaking
a project is a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
Post production of one myself, so I totally understand.
Yeah.
So
oh, and congratulations
to
on getting into the film screening yourself for your project. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. Thank you. This
You're
is
welcome.
About film, but I'll accept that. Thank you.
And Miss Angela, we thank you for tuning in, and we ask that you press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. We'll transition our next caller in. Area code 323, last 4 digits, 3201. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the ladies of STEM the Movement.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful, 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 and I am so glad that I was able to get on the call this evening and to listen in on the blog. This is Meredith Mara.
Hey, Meredith, my sweetie. Thank you so much for joining.
Oh, you know, it's always a blessing to follow along wherever you are, and I just want to say to the other ladies, I do not know you, but I know that if you are in the presence of Miss Mara Gale, then there is something very, very special about you and your lives, and how that because, you know, you are Abba Father's best, he has put you together so that you can be a blessing to any and every woman or man that you come in contact with. So I am just so grateful to be able to listen in. I am learning so much. And I'm appreciative to you. And Coach, I met
you
several years ago through Charlotte Ashford with what is it called? Leap, vertical leap.
Talk to movement and vertical
yes,
leap.
Yes,
yes.
Wowzer. Yes,
small
yes.
world,
so
right? Well, I appreciate
yes,
you tuning in this evening.
Yes, indeed. I just want to, my question was always almost like the young lady that was before me, Angela. I just wanted to be sure of how to make the best situation with using the upcoming, you know, film documentary that you're doing, because my ministry is serving women. And so I want to be able to have as much access to the product and to any written
literature.
Documentation or literature that you might have in order to, you know, be able to give that
share
to
it
the
with
women
your
that
people.
I come in contact with. Yes, yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, as I've shared, you know, we're doing we're not allowing people, and I should put it, and I'm going to put it real gingerly. If people are interested in sharing the film, it has to be licensed. It's
right.
Not like back in the day, people would take a DVD and they show it to a whole crowd of people. We have done an indie project, and we'd love for people, if they're really interested in supporting us and allowing us to actually have legs so that we can travel around the world and around the country and other countries, to actually contact us. Let's do it all above board, and then figure out a way that we can work with people. So
So that would be the best thing. You follow me on social media. I'm, of course, keeping up with you as well. That would be the first thing. There won't be written literature per se, but we will be available on social media channels to be able to interact with those that have been in challenging situations or dysfunctional relationships or that are dealing with ageism. And sometimes it's just so that you can laugh with the people who are dealing with it too. It's real funny when everybody pulls out their reading glasses at a restaurant or pulls their arm back and starts trying to read a newspaper, you know, or the reality of, you know, trying to dye our hair. We got so many black blondes, and I'm meaning that in terms of color hair, at the ages of 50 and 60 because we refuse to go gently into the night with our gray hair, so we keep dyeing it black or we dye it blonde. So we are veiling ourselves, Meredith, so that we can help people.
Stop following me in my bathroom. Thank you very much.
You know, Miss Meredith, I was about to say, you know, why are you blasting us with not wanting to just be gray?
Look, I ain't going gently into the night. I'm going to tell the truth. I am not going gently into the night. We're going to be 100 by the time my gray hair going to show.
That's right.
Well, you know,
as
Miss Oprah Winfrey once said, hair dye was the best thing invented to keep us looking. The 50 is now the new 40.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. Can we get an
Father
amen?
Father knew. He said, I know my women, so I know my daughters, so I have to give them something that will help them.
Yes. Thank you so much, Meredith. We really appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to the end, the manifestation of the end result, and I am so very proud of you, and I will stay prayerful for everything to work according to Father's will. So you just hang in there and just keep walking, keep moving
you
forward.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Bless you all.
Bless
Thank
you,
Miss Meredith. If you will press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1 to remove yourself. We do have several other callers. We'll transition in our next caller, area code 804, last 4 digits, 4683. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, Stem the Movement. Yes, you are live, caller.
Hi, this is Zee. Hey, Mara. Hi. Hey, Erin. This is Zee. Just calling to say hi. Want to let you know I'm thankful.
Hi.
Hi.
Mara, hey.
Welcome.
Hey. Just wanted to say I'm still praying for you ladies. If there's anything I can do to help you guys, just let me know. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a blessing.
Thank you for tuning in. If you will press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. That represents, ladies, all of the callers that we have at this time. You know, as you were speaking with Meredith, a cute thing came up because I remember being over 40 now. I keep trying to hold on to 35 again, but I am over 40. And I remember when my eyes started shifting, I was one that you just spoke about. I was in denial. And I remember I was literally in ministry service with my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth. We were on the mountain for phase 2. And I was tasked with reading someone's bio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, suddenly the lighting wasn't good lighting, and that print wasn't quite what I needed. Do I need to say any more? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Sight is not what it used to be. Oh, my goodness.
Amen. It is not. It is not. So, you know, I have my little readers that help me out in this. Well, we want to let our listening audience know that you still have time to chime in. This is a time in our programming when we do truly invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you are on your electronic device, you need to call in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. We'll continue in our dialogue with the extraordinary women of STEM, the movement. What else would you ladies like to share with us? Because I know that we've talked quite a bit around how one can connect, and, you know, all of the various layers of what we want to get the messaging out to the audience today. Was there anything else that you wanted to share as it relates to this next leg of STEM the Movement?
Oh, absolutely. Erin, you can actually start it. Erin, talk more about the heart of it, some of the issues. Just kind of briefly discuss some of the issues that you share in the new iteration in the docudramedy.
Okay. As Mar shared, we're all in that, I call it our second act, because a play is in three acts, and so I consider middle age the second act. And so in the second act, you're dealing with different things than we dealt with in our 20s, and I speak on menopause and infertility.
And then TV.
Good.
Yeah, and it's so necessary. We've found out there's lots of communities out there that can give you support because you need it. You need it. And no matter what phase or stage of life you're in, without your sisters or, you know, some people that have been there and experienced some things, you can really feel alone because some of it is overwhelming. Although we make, we crack jokes at some things. There are other things that are serious. Of course, Erin mentioned two of the areas she speaks on. One of those monologues is a comedy, and I'm sure people could probably tell which one that is. That would be the menopause issues, because you have to laugh to keep from crying or from sweating. And then there's the other issue that's, of course, her dramatic monologue, the journey that she goes through. My two stories, one happens to be a divorce, the devastation that could be at any stage of your life, and how to bounce back from that and or locate your identity if your identity was lost in a marriage. And then I also discuss ageism. Part of that, of course, is the weakness of the eyes and the graying of the hair and the sagging and all of those different complexities that literally can make you cry. I begin to laugh about those because you gotta, in order to keep from crying, can I get an amen on laughter?
Amen.
Does the heart good.
Oh, my gosh. Mara, are you telling me I have to look forward to sagging? Okay, the gray, the eyes. Oh, my goodness. TV,
honey.
What aspects do you talk about?
Well, you know what? This is what's interesting, and I just want to throw this out there for all the listeners. We had so much overlap in our lives at this second act, as Erin says, is that I've also had the woes with menopause. I've also had the woes with infertility. We each had, I mean, just so much overlap that, you know, we realized that menopause especially is so underserved in the community, in the world, in the United States. Even the remedies that are out there and the things that people talk about, it's still so minute with all the different things that go on with that. And so I just want to say that it is so common but so underserved. And so we're excited about just putting a face to it. I mean, getting a dialogue open. I mean, there's so many things that the women in my family never told me. I was like, what is this and why is this happening? So I just wanted to add that in, that that is such a huge thing now that we're all in different stages of our lives, you know, either in it or about to go into it or already done it. So that's just awesome. The issues that I talk about are Alzheimer's. My mother actually was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, oh, my goodness, probably almost 15 years ago now. She's in the end stages of Alzheimer's, and that is something as well, too, that you see in the community, just a huge, you know, swell of people. Like, you can almost, you know, just meet somebody and say, oh, yeah, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, or this person. I mean, it is something that is extremely common. I didn't know it was as common as it is, you know, up until the last few years, you know, that we've been dealing with it as a family. And so I talk about that, and I share my point of view and my experience actually seeing my mother in the throes of Alzheimer's. And then I also talk about being a business owner, being an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to get rich quick and be a business person. So I add a little light humor to all of the work and the sweat and the tears that comes with building a business. So that's kind of what I add to it, and you put all this together, and you really are touching on all the things that we deal with as women and as human in the stages of our lives.
And you know what? No question about it. And that's what brings about the real, raw, and relatable, because every subject that you ladies have brought out, in some way, someone can relate and connect with that issue. If they haven't dealt with being divorced, they can deal with growing older. If they are not dealing with infertility, they can deal with menopause. Whatever it is, business challenges, whatever the case may be. So I love it. Now, I want us to, it's so amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment literally flies by. Closing thoughts from each of you ladies, just a quick snapshot. And I want to say Mara Gale last because I want to give an opportunity for her to set up just a little clip of one of her songs from her CD.
Yay!
And so So, TV, how would any projects other than STEM that you want to share about is so and how people would connect with you? Any closing remarks? And Erin, the same. Of course, we know you have your book, Erin, so I want to make sure that they can connect with you around that.
I have a lot going on, and it's a lot to say in a short time, but I'll just say connect with me on social media, TXTEEVEE, everywhere, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Teresa Blake Bodon on Facebook. You can follow me and just see all the awesome things that Already Gear is doing. That's the company. And then some other things that I'm doing on a professional level.
Say the website
and,
I was going to do that as well
and say that we will make sure that it's posted on the
Motivational
Monday Facebook forum as well.
Thank you. It's alreadygear.com. It's the flagship, business that I'm doing every day, all day, alreadygear.com. And then I'm TXTEEVE. I'm in Texas, so I'm Texas TV everywhere.
Got it. Miss Erin.
Earlier, I think she was our first call, Sheree. Wasn't Sheree our first call?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
She was first or second,
Yes, I love Sheree. She's probably still listening. She has a phenomenal testimony. She read my book, The Dunes, and she was a part of my book trailer. And my book is a faith-based book, and it is about letting go of your fears and going through issues of forgiveness and trust and faith and surrender. And it is available at thedunesbook.com. And the program that Mara also mentioned that I have coming out is a program for wellness and fitness. It combines the Dunes book with a weight loss program. And so I don't want to say weight loss, more of a fitness program and more of eating good foods to help your body burn fat and do things the right way. And that's called The Awakening, and that will be out and available in August. But people can connect with me on Facebook as Erin Sands, on Twitter as Erin Sands, and on Instagram as Erin Sands.
Wonderful. And Miss Mara Gale.
Yes, ma'am. I am actually working on my radio show that should be released this fall. Yay! And then I'm also working on my follow-up CD to Ear Candy, as well as Ride, Roll, the Ride. I am also finishing my next book that will be out in the winter of 2016. So that's what's coming up down the pike. And then my social media channels pretty much everywhere, at Mara Gale, that's MauraGale, on Facebook it's Mara Gale, Mara Gale. But on all other channels, it's Mara Gale, and you can also connect with me on my website if you're unsure about any of the handles, and you can find me there. Just excited about that, and you want me to set up the clip now, or you've got something else you need to share?
Well, I'm going to pause right there before we set up the clip, and I just want to say that the midwife, Mara Gale, is always working and birthing, so I definitely want to put that little plug in. But I want our global listening audience to know that, of course, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment, and we are working on our July 23rd event, 4 Hours of Power with
Coach Adams. Get ready for a dynamic and powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You can visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams for more information and to purchase your ticket. TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. Always visit CoachAdams.com. I want to stay connected with you. We're going to close out Motivational Mondays today with one, a little clip, little taste of one of Mara's songs. So will you set that up for us as we prepare to close out this installment of Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for you?
I will. And prior to doing that, real brief, I forgot to say, if Erin didn't say, you can get the Dunes book at erinsands.com. You can get any T-shirt or anything you need, something printed on at alreadygeared.com. And you can also get my CD and my books at maragale.com. What you're about to taste through your ears, it's called ear candy. It's something sweet for your soul. I do drive-bys for Christ, and there's no need to duck because I'll fill you with the word of God because it fills up empty holes in people's souls. Tune your ear, dial it in, and listen to Daddy's promises in the form of ear candy, spoken word for your soul. We love you, Shania. Coach Adams.
Yeah. Love you the most.
Little Sally Walker, sitting in a salsa. I say, rise, Sally, rise. Wipe your weeping eyes and put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip.
Did you say something? Oh, you want to feel my ear candy? Well, how about knowing his arms are always open wide? And in his holy word, is where his wisdom abides. See, he's ready, waiting, willing to receive you. Woo! My God is so good till he will never leave nor forsake you. Can't you see him? That's him. That song in your heart, that smile on your face. And yeah, that soft breeze you just felt was his tailor-made embrace. He wants to give you beauty for your ashes and show you a brighter day. He wants to catch every tear that falls from your precious face. He whispers,
I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to bring about an expected end.
Don't you know that God doesn't even begin until he has already finished designing the place he's putting you in? Woo! Sounds like a tailor-made testimony to me. One of those nobody but Jesus moments, I say.
That was just a little taste. You can visit maragale.com, maragale.com, and purchase your copy of Ear Candy. This is Coach Adams. Again, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, one who inspires, I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in. Ladies,